Regina. Mounting taxes on movie tickets in Regina were a hot topic before the city's executive committee meeting this week. At issue was a proposal to cut the city's amusement tax from 10% down to 5%. That administration recommendation, which carried Wednesday by a 6-3 vote and now goes to council September 28 for final approval, is meant to help offset the expansion of the provincial sales tax on October 1, with the 6% PST set to be imposed on movie tickets and other entertainment, including sporting events, on that date. Affordability and the overall tax on movie tickets were other reasons cited by administration for lowering the amusement tax to 5%. But even with the reduction, overall taxes on movie tickets, with the 5% amusement tax, 5% GST, and the expanded 6% PST, are still set to rise in Regina by 1% after the PST takes effect, up to 16%. The amusement tax has been in place in the city since 1923 and has been allowed under the Cities Act. But over the years, the tax has gradually been removed from such items as Riders games, events at the Brandt Center, and other venues. Since 2003, the amusement tax now only applies to movie theaters in Regina, with cinema operators keep 1% to cover their costs of administering the tax. Last year there had been discussion at City Hall of expanding to other venues, but in the end, administration did not bring a recommendation forward. That movie theaters were the only ones still footing the amusement tax was a particular bone of contention for cinema owners, who have repeatedly been before council over the years trying to convince the city to get rid of the tax entirely. They were back at City Hall Wednesday, and made it known to Executive Committee they thought the proposed 5% reduction wasn't enough. Delegations want amusement tax gone completely, it's time for this tax to go, said Michael Paris of the Movie Theatre Association of Canada, one of three delegations representing the cinema industry who presented at Executive Committee. Paris said Regina risked becoming the highest tax jurisdiction for movie tickets in North America, if it did not act by October 1st. Making the point that if nothing was done by that date, moviegoers would pay 21% in taxes. As for the proposed amusement tax reduction to 5%, Paris said it was still 5% too much, saying it was 5% more than any other business as Regina is made to pay. According to the association's news release, Regina was only one of two municipalities in Canada that levied such a tax, and was set to be the only one to collect it on top of GST and PST. In no other jurisdiction did the total tax top 15%. It was also noted later in the meeting that Saskatoon had gotten rid of its amusement tax in 2007. Paris pointed to pressures the cinema industry had faced, including COVID-19. Not only were cinemas the first to close, the last to reopen, but were likely the only sector that had 100% of its customers ushered into the captive arms of our competitors in streaming video, said Paris. He pointed to competition from Amazon, Apple, Disney and others, who pay no tax in Regina, employ nobody in Regina and contribute nothing to your local economy. Rainbow Cinemas closing in 4 days. The whole discussion was timely for another reason. The Rainbow Cinema in the Golden Mile Center on Albert Street is set to close this weekend, with its final screenings happening September 25th. Economic pressures were cited for the decision, and the closure has been widely mourned on social media by movie fans attracted by Rainbow's low ticket prices and movie selection. During his presentation, Paris pointed out to councillors that the amusement tax impacted only four cinema businesses in the city, adding that, in 5 days it will be three businesses, because the Rainbow Cinema at the Golden Mile will be closing. The second presenter, Mike Melnick of the Movie Theatre Association of Central Canada, noted that Wilf Runge, formerly with Rainbow's Golden Mile Cinema location, had come to council in 2009 and had spoken on the impact of the amusement tax back then. Things haven't gotten better for cinemas, said Melnick, noting cinemas were struggling to compete with people staying at home using streaming services, as well as costs of bigger screens and better projecting systems. Melnick made the point that cinemas needed to remain affordable and that customers would be the ones hurt in the end. I know who is going to end up paying this tax. It's young kids and seniors. These are the people who go to the movies because it's what they can afford. Council also heard from Landmark Cinema's Chief Financial Officer Dave Cohen. He noted that as of August 2022, Canadian box office had decreased by one-third compared to pre-pandemic, and that studios had launched their own streaming services and were keeping the titles for themselves. He said cinemas now have to compete with their own suppliers for movie attendance. The amusement tax makes a movie ticket less appealing than subscribing to another streaming service, where people in Regina will simply stay home, said Cohen. Earlier, Paris had made the same point that the message being sent to people in Regina was to stay home. Stay on your couch. Don't go on dates. Don't go to your kid's birthday party. Stay home. Council vote was not unanimous in the end. Council went along with the recommendation of lowering the amusement tax to 5%, but stopped short of scrapping it entirely. Councillor Bob Hawkins was one of the yes votes, calling the administration recommendation fair and sound. Hawkins also made it known he was not persuaded that scrapping the tax would keep ticket prices down. I'm just not persuaded that people are staying away from the theater because of this tax. Nor am I persuaded that if the tax were removed, the price of movie tickets would go down. I suppose this might prevent them from buying popcorn, but I doubt that even that's the case. Councillor Lori Bresciani, who chaired the meeting, cast one of the no votes after she tried to move that the amusement tax should be removed completely. That was deemed out of order, but before the final vote, Bresciani made clear her displeasure. I think this is an absolute regressive tax for an industry that has been under fire, not just in the pandemic, said Bresciani. In four more days, the Rainbow Theatre closes its doors. Let's just call it a theatre tax if that's what you want to. I constantly hear from many, we want to be open for business, we want to be open for business, we want to welcome business here. This is 16%, this is the highest in Canada. Are we open for business? In speaking to reporters afterward, Bresciani also noted she thought singling out the cinemas for the tax was discriminatory. I would not want us to be looking at taxing just one industry, that was my concern today. I think we actually have to look at it. I would say coming out of the pandemic, this is absolutely the wrong time to still be the highest in the country to tax families. She was also asked if she thought the amusement tax contributed to Rainbow closing its doors. Absolutely, I do, she said. There's only so much you can do. The executive committee decision to lower the amusement tax now goes to the full council meeting for a final decision September 28.